For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
Debating the drug legalization advocates with one half of my brain tied behind my back, just to make it fair. Hello, my friends. Winston Francis here, bearer of the official government truth. Today I want to share something with you that I heard at www.culturalbaggage.com. Now just listen to this.
The day we regulate the distribution of these illegal drugs to adults is the day we destroy Osama's profits in Afghan opium. We take away the reason for which most street gangs exist. We basically eliminate drug overdose deaths and take away the jobs of those selling drugs to our children. The drug war is the largest fraud ever perpetrated on the peoples of this earth.
Ladies and gentlemen, sometimes my job is so easy. That was just the most ludicrous thing that I have ever heard. The day we give everyone drugs is the day that no one will buy them, no one will sell them, no one will use them. Please. In the interest of fairness and accuracy, I've made some revisions that I think better reflect what the facts are. Why don't you judge for yourself?
The day we
legalize
the distribution of these illegal drugs to
non-healthcare professionals
is the day we
multiply
by Osama's profits in Afghan opium.
We then condone
the reason for which most street gangs exist. We basically
quadruple
drug overdose deaths
and provide immunity for
those selling drugs to our children.
Yes, my friends, this particular piece of journalism may well be
the largest fraud ever perpetrated on the peoples of this earth.
Ah, yes. Sometimes the truth can be more fun than fiction. This has been Winston Francis with the official government truth.
I want to commend Winston for giving it his best shot there. But as all of you are well aware by now, you regular listeners, there's no truth, justice, logic, scientific fact, moral clarity, no medical data, no reason whatsoever for this drug war to exist another second. Winston and the whole cadre of a million drug warriors cannot refute those facts. No, the biggest problem drug reformers have is that the vast majority of Americans who know the drug war is a failure are afraid to speak up. 90 years of superstition is hard to overcome, but we'll get there. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.